possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
There's a new plastic that's being developed that could revolutionize plastic recycling. Basically, they said that it could be recycled over and over and over again without degrading as it goes down.
How many times can you recycle plastic on average now? Is it a one-time deal?
I didn't know that there was a limit, Steve.
I mean, that's what I'm saying. Like, you get a plastic body, you can melt it down, redo it. I guess maybe it does degrade. I know nothing
I'm
about it.
I'm shocked we're still making them. I thought that was the whole thing. There's plastic and everything.
Well, I think that
would... Well, no, but let's recycle it.
Yeah. I think we're just trying to develop better plastics. We're not going to get off plastics. Let's just make
we're less, not gonna get off
less
plastics,
damaging
no.
plastics. It's kind of like alcohol. It's bad for you. All right, well, let's
this has a lower alcohol content.
That's right. There you go. Enjoy that guy.
Yeah. It just seems like eventually those plastics are going to end up somewhere in our system.
They are. But you know what, Ted? For everything, there's a cheat code in life.
All right.
And I've got a whole bunch.
The Men's Room Top 10. The Men's Room Top 10.
10 or more cheat codes people found at work in real life. Here's what I like to do. Greet everyone with a big smile and a hello. Even shake their hand. Even if it's fake, most people will mirror it. Now that their defenses are down, punch them in the face. Steal their jewelry, phone, cash, credit cards, car keys. If you really want to go full scorched earth, spit on them. They'll never trust another stranger again as long as they live. Works every time.
Damn.
All right. Cheat codes.
So this person says, if you spill any liquid that will stain on your carpet, red wine, juice, anything, pour some salt on it. Work it into the carpet. Just rub it in with your hands. Leave it there for a few hours, and if it's a serious stain, give it up to a day. Vacuum it right out. Voila. Stay gone, they say.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Does it work on blood? I'm asking for a friend.
For me, it was always hot water. I found that to be the universal thing. Give me some hot water to lay it down on there, and then I can scrub most things out.
Yeah. Or like vinegar.
Yeah.
It's always like vinegar shows up.
Yeah, but then your house stinks.
That depends what your house already smells like.
Yeah, that's fair.
I think it's part of the issue. They're like, hey, just stick with salt.
This guy says here, try to put yourself in as many socially awkward situations as possible. You'll be desensitized to it, which makes you more outgoing.
Walk down
All
the street
right.
with no
I
pants
don't
on.
Disagree. You gotta get the awkward out before you can be okay going out.
I like it, but also, like, I'm a thrill. Like, unless you're making it awkward on purpose.
Right.
Yeah.
My thing is, just let it happen. You'll survive.
Right.
You know, trip on the sidewalk outside, blah, blah, blah. Actually, I will say, I'm old enough, I don't care anymore. You know, all those little things. Like, because it's happened. But I've never done it on purpose.
Sure.
I still try to avoid that, but it's going to happen.
Well,
flies down, you know, whatever, man. Just like, okay.
Well, there are those of us that just happen to be awkward no matter what we do. We just try to have a simple conversation. We turn it awkward. So getting into more of those makes us learn how to avoid being awkward.
Or just get used to it, except, hey, I'm awkward.
Yeah. I try to do things that scare me, certainly in front
you
of
Scott,
people.
I've...
Not that one. I don't need to overcome that. That's not the fear that I'm trying to overcome there.
Yeah, like I'm saying, I get it in theory. I don't know, just the way you read it first, it just was like, ooh. Like, I don't know.
I'm going to go out shirtless.
Or it just seems like I'm going to go like somewhere where nobody likes me.
Right.
You already know this. It's stacked against you. Like, oh, I'm going to go anyhow. Like,
right.
That you're kind of asking for it.
Don't run from the socially awkward situation, I guess.
Yeah.
There you go.
When you go to a restaurant where they bring you your drink in a cup or a glass, ask for no ice or for ice on the side. Often what they do is load your drink with ice so that it seems that if there's more in there. Especially
well, of course.
More.
Yeah.
Which.
Then the waiter knows you're cheap.
Yeah, right.
I mean, I think most of us figured that out in childhood.
You, like, you losing
well,
that
I
much?
Know you're putting a ton of ice in there, but in the end, fine.
It's I mean, I think with a soda or water, that's fine. If you're trying it with a cocktail, it's like you're not going to get more than the ounce and a half that
that's
they pour
right.
in there.
Correct. And that's the whole thing, is that when they don't fall for your little ruse, don't give them grief for, like, what's wrong with the top half of that glass? Like, that's where I usually put the ice.
But, I mean, you see people do it, you know, I don't know, 7-Eleven. You fill your own big gulp.
Yeah. Some people still fill that bitch to the top with ice because that's how they like their drink.
Yeah, correct.
People like me, I go about a third, right? But I'm also kind of a fast drinker.
Right. I have seen this one. Again, these are cheat codes that people have shared that they find work in real life. If you're driving in an unfamiliar car and you don't know which side the gas tank is on, anybody know the answer for this?
Look for the little arrow.
Yeah.
Exactly. So if you're in your car right now, look at your gas meter. The little gas sign that's there has an arrow on one side or the other, and that tells you what side your doggone gas door is on.
I will say, look, I don't care whether you know or not, because I always find joy when I see someone pull into the gas station, open their door, and you hear like, damn it, and then back out and turn the other way.
Correct.
I hate when it's on the driver's side, period.
Really?
Yes, because there's been a number of times where I almost end up hitting...
Oh, opening your door.
Right, just trying to open the door, and they put those stanchions there, and I get it. It's there to protect the gas pumps from people that are flying into the gas station, but at the same time, it's like, I can't get out.
I think sometimes gas stations should just make one entrance.
Yes.
Or have arrows.
In and out, yeah.
Because then you get people parking in, coming in separate way, and it's like, I don't know who's right or wrong. I just know this is annoying.
There is no right or wrong. That's the thing. Yeah. It is literally a free-for-all in there.
And if you're going to have a doggone diesel pump, can we put them on both the pumps and that are in the line? I had an awkward situation where the pump was in the back of the two pumps.
All right.
I drive a diesel, so I stop there, and I stop short. Etiquette says you need to go to the furthest one that you can to leave room behind you.
Right.
So I stop there, and the gal behind me says, hey, could you pull up there? You know, I was like, I need the diesel.
Sorry. I
need that diesel, girl.
I need that green diesel. D. That green D.
Jeez.
How always. To make it awkward, Mike.
Yeah, looks are free, though. You could stay here and wait.
$5 a gallon.
Son of a gun.
That is kind of a bold. That's a manly thing to say, though.
I need the diesel.
Sorry, honey. Got to get this diesel in me.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Cheat codes, they say give yourself half an hour of downtime in the morning between being ready to leave and leaving, and your day will not feel so rushed.
I mean, if you have the time, it just kind of depends.
Some people, you have to wake up early so that you can get all your stuff fit in there.
Well,
you don't want to
when
wake up
school starts, you got to get the kids up for school. You have to make sure they're prepared to go to school because, God forbid, they're going to do it.
Yeah.
So you got to prepare for school. By the time that is done, well, now I'm on the clock. I need to be at work by a certain time and a certain amount of things. I'd love to have 30 minutes of downtime. You just don't.
Right. I got to be 5:30
this summer, it's been a little easier because the kids are half the time still asleep.
Yeah.
So I can relax a little bit. But yeah, once school starts, like it's not in the cards, man.
One thing I'll give to people that I have found in my life as far as concerning time, if you need to be somewhere at a specific time, before you leave and try to account how much time it takes, subtract the time that you need to be there by about 10 minutes.
Oh, yeah.
Just because, you know, yes, your car was in the parking lot at 4 p.m. Now you need to find parking. You need to get inside. You need to find which floor that you're on. You need to get up. Give yourself another 10 minutes after arriving on the premises to then go through the bull of being on the premises. Cheat codes that work in real life. This person says learn to cook. You will save money, eat better, and feel better. If you're terrible at cooking, there's only one way to get better. That's cook. Think of cooking not as a chore, but as something that is fun and that brings joy to other people and to yourself. And I swear by this. Grab yourself a cookbook that looks halfway decent. Thumb through it. Find two or three recipes in that giant doggone thing.
And once you learn the basics of anything, you can start to do everything.
Absolutely. On flights, if you're fighting for an armrest with a stranger, bring your arm, the one that's on the same side as the armrest that you want, up to your mouth and sneeze or cough, and then place it in the armrest.
Well, okay. I mean, sure, that will win.
Gosh.
Have we not established that the person in the middle gets both?
Right.
Actually, I read something today about that.
And some people don't get that.
Because you're relying on the kindness of other people. I don't know what you know about traveling. I would not rely on that. But the thing I was reading today, they said the middle seat's the best. One of the things they pointed out is that you get two armrests. And then in parentheses, they're like, if you're dealing with cordial individuals, like, right, I believe you should get it. I'm one of those people. I try to fly and be decent, but
Not everybody does.
I just feel like if I'm on the aisle, then when the cart's not there, I can lean out a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Or if I'm next to the window, I can kind of lean towards the window.
Absolutely.
So I just feel like the middle person is just, that's all they got. So
they're trapped.
Like, they get both, to me, just like, you get both armrests.
You know what you can do if you really want to be a douche about it? Lift both armrests if you're in the middle seat. Just pull down your tray table and rest your hands up there.
There you go.
Nobody gets them now.
If you feel
that would be like a classic dad move. Yeah. Nobody gets them.
That's exactly what that is.
If you feel uncomfortable looking into somebody's eyes when they're talking to you, look at their nose instead. They cannot tell the difference.
Yeah, I do that sometimes.
That's probably something I need to do.
I think people just stare at mine.
I know.
Well, can't help it. It's
wow, it's huge.
I don't know why. I have a hard time with eye contact. I really do. And so maybe the nose trick is what I need to
do. It depends who's talking to me, what the situation is.
Yeah.
You know, the boss says I'm probably looking at their nose because I know they're pissed.
Right, right. And then I'll leave you with this last and final cheat code that people say that they that works in real life. Secretaries, tech support, and janitors, they are the true power in office buildings.
Yes!
Make friends. Remember birthdays. You can get anything that you need or go anywhere that you need.
We used to hook up the old IT guy back in Baltimore with drugs.
Oh,
anything we needed to know, anything we needed done, like, it got done.
Exactly. And truly get to know them. Truly make friends. Because they tend to be very, very nice people. And then, yeah.
They know everything.
That's right. Man, I wish I could. Hey, hang on. I got you.
Mm.
Click.